Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Welcome. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi, guys. I'm Teresa.
And I am Mark, and we are talking to the Deco Girl.
Deco Girl.
Deco Girl. She should have a cape.
Decor Girl.
Decor.
Yeah, it kind of needs an R.
It needs an R.
Why did you remodel her name from Decor to Deco?
Because I feel it that way.
You felt the mojo?
I just feel it that way.
Oh, okay.
And she is
here. The next time
Lisa,
we talk to her, she'll be the deck girl.
Lisa M. Smith is here to talk with us about all of her passions, but the main one being her roof garden, which is a totally out there way to keep the rain out of your house.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing great, and I am so excited to talk about your roof garden because I have been fascinated and been wanting to explore doing a roof garden for like 15 years. And so when I saw that you had done one, I had to talk to you. Like, it was an immediate thing. And so I think I saw it on Twitter at the Decor Girl, and I read your blog post, which is up on your website. And, you know, the reasons why you decided to do the roof garden in the first place were awesome. So share with us why you decided to do it.
Basically, because it's cool. It's a cool factor. I didn't need it, and we wanted to do something different.
I like that. I like because it's cool, because it is kind of cool.
I'll ask a geeky tech question right out of the bat.
Okay.
Is it literally cooler or warmer in your house? Does it insulate your house and help it stay more comfortable?
If it was in a different area, it might. In my particular house, it's on a hallway, which is about 4 feet wide, and it's on, that hallway is a cantilevered structure that connects all four buildings which make up my house.
Awesome.
That is really cool.
That is awesome. So it links it all together.
Yeah.
So when you decided that you wanted to, like, what was your inspiration? Like, had you seen someone else do a roof garden before? Did you read it in a magazine, a book, like hear a lecture on it? Like, where did you get the idea for it?
Well, I had known about it because my husband's business handles commercial roofing. So that's how I know about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I think, like, for commercial roofing, and years ago when I lived elsewhere, actually, when we met, the city hall in the town had a green roof. And I thought, you know what? It should be the law. forget about asphalt. Forget about sunbaking, heat island, all that stuff. Put a garden up there.
Well, you know, a garden makes sense, especially in an office building because, you know, having a place for people that work in the building to go and to be able to, you know, gather. And we were in one recently.
In New York City.
And they had, like, gardens, an herb garden outside on their roof. And it was absolutely lovely and so surprising to have something like that. So what are you growing on your roof?
Well, mine is full of, I think it's 5 different varieties of sedum.
Okay.
So, which they flower. It's a succulent. They're good in, because it basically does bake in the sun, you need something that's going to not need a whole lot of water.
Sure.
Okay.
That looks good. Four seasons.
Now, do you have to weed your roof?
Me? No. My husband? Yes. I do not get on a ladder to weed.
But he does. He has to get up on a ladder and go up there and weed the roof.
On occasion, it's the sedum's so tight, it really you don't really get a lot. But because birds go up there, and birds leave things behind, grass seeds, clover seeds, things like that, then you tend to get a little bit. But it's really easy to just go pick it out because also the aggregate the soil that the sedum's in is pretty loose. It's not like compact like dirt, so it's pretty easy to pull stuff out.
Do you have to put dirt back after it rains so much and all that, after you know, a couple years?
No. It's actually not dirt. I call it dirt, but it's a bunch of other stuff that's in there that's made to hold water. It's also made to drain water. In most cases, these are on flat roofs, so if it was dirt, it would hold too much water and be way too heavy because weight is an issue with these.
Okay.
Okay.
But they come in, I think it's like a 2x, or maybe a 1.5x2.5 foot container. Those are the trays. I think I sent you one of the pictures that shows the roof before the trays, and then it shows it with the trays going in. And those hold the aggregate. They're pre-planted once they go up, and they just get better and better each year.
So is there a place that you went to that sells these trays? People that are, yeah.
It's, like I said in my blog post, this is not a DIY project.
Yes. No.
And you have to deal with somebody that works with these programs. Now, I dealt with Firestone Building Products, which is their roofing arm of Firestone, and they, at the time, worked with a company called Live Roof.
Okay.
And these are live roof trays, which usually a lot of those type of people will contract with a local grower who grows the trays for you. You know, you get a nice little catalog and you pick out, well, I want this mix or I want that mix, and this is what my roof's going to look like.
Wow. That is so cool.
I love that there's a local grower involved. I think that's awesome.
And then, like, picking what you're going to have, too. Like, I'm sure there's limitations on what you can grow because of how deep the roots go and because of, you know, what kind of sun they get and everything. But could you do, like an herb roof? Would that be crazy?
Like, have a little garden shed? There were goats up there.
Yeah.
Could you have goats up there?
No, they'd fall off.
Need a fence? You're cruel. God, that's the first thing is goat health.
They would fall off.
You don't need the goats because you don't need it to be mowed because that's the whole point of what you put in there doesn't need to be attended to.
That's the other thing. Mowing your roof would be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So you're not putting pampas grass up there or...
Or cosmos or a rose garden or anything like that, no.
Right, right.
So when your friends came over for the first, like you have friends coming over for the first time and they see that you have a garden on your roof, what do they say?
Oh, cool.
Same thing you said.
Are those plants on your roof? I'm like, yep.
Nice.
How long does it take for them to ask if they could go up there?
They never do just because of the way it's situated. Okay. You can, because my roof is at an angle, you can see it. So there's nothing to go up there and see. You can see it all from the ground.
Okay.
It's right there. So in that painting behind you, and by the way, at decorgirl.net, you are multifacetedly impassioned about all kinds of stuff, DIY, design, cars, about cars.
Well, and
the question that I'm getting to,
yes, darling,
is that in the painting behind you, are those the roots from your roof growing through your house?
Close. I'm about 20 feet away from where the hallway is.
Those are some good roots.
Man, they get right through. Yeah. It's like the Hobbit in there. Is Bilbo Baggins your neighbor? You can tell us.
That is a beautiful picture. Did you do that yourself?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Museum
class. You
can
see more artwork on your website, too. Okay, everyone has to go check out the Decor Girl.
Decor Girl.
And before we go to break, which we have to in just a couple of minutes, but I want to ask, so what are, like, the top things that if somebody's thinking about putting in a garden on their roof that you would say to think about before you hire someone or go about keep dreaming about it?
First is, like I kind of alluded to before, there's a weight issue. This, it weighs about 30 pounds per square foot, which is much more than a regular roof. So you have to have a roof that can handle this. Now, because I have a slope and it's a not very wide area, it's not a problem. But that's one of the first considerations. The second one would be get somebody who has done this before, which is why I said in my post, you need a commercial roofer only because this is what's done, like you said, Mark, commercially. You guys see these commercially. You see them small. I mean, I was involved in watching one go on the Cleveland Botanical Garden here, and it was just all flat trays, and it was a bunch of volunteers, and they're just slapping the trays down. But it was under the guide of a commercial roofer because what has to go under it is rubber, and that has to be done right. The other thing is, I mean, those are really the two main things. You do, on occasion, have to water it. This year it's been really wet. Other years it's been really dry, and you cannot see it because it is so luscious right now. But there does happen to be a soaker hose on my roof.
That is absolutely bananas.
So
I love that.
If you see the Decor Girl, Lisa M. Smith,
watering her roof.
Spraying her house. It's not on fire. It's just super hot.
That's right.
So thank you for hanging out with
us.
Thank
you.
Keep
your
design and DIY inspired. While you're on the move with more of my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas, follow us and follow the Decor Girl on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life live, baby! Woo!
Thank you, Lisa. That was fun.
Thanks. Bye.